Hi everyone, Jace here. I'm sure you're just as excited as we are to get to season two, but before we get to today's episode, there are a couple things I wanted to say really quickly. First of all, in season two, mental health does become a larger topic, both as it relates to the plot and as it relates to the characters themselves. I have always been very passionate about writing characters dealing with mental health realistically and exploring that in plot lines in all of my shows. However, we recognize that this can absolutely be hard for some people to listen to, which is very understandable. There are always going to be trigger warnings in our descriptions. You can always reach out to us on Twitter, Tumblr, our email, anything else that's linked in our card, which is in the description, if there's something we missed or if there's something we should be tagging that we're not. There are also crisis lines and helplines linked in the description should you ever need them. We always encourage you to reach out for help if you ever need it. Second thing I wanted to tell you is that we have a sponsor for today's episode, and we will be swapping ads with other podcasts. So get ready to hear from a lot of our friends in the podcasting world, and please, please check out a couple of their amazing shows. Today, we'll be hearing from Ritualistic Podcast, so I'll let them take it away before we get to today's episode. Please enjoy.
Hello, listeners. It is my grave duty to report to you that Jamie Locke's complete tapes have been discovered, and they're worse than we thought. Mr. Arthur has her in his hands yet, and the others, they're all in grave danger. Her reports on the strangeness in Middleton, Ohio, I cannot describe them in my own words. Should you think you can do something to save the Melody Method dig site crew, tune into Ritualistic Podcast on Spotify. New episodes come out every other Wednesday. And remember, listeners, join the Blinding Melody Church today.
Listening to Seven of Hearts.
This is Connor. Leave a message, I guess.
Con, it's me. I don't know if you're listening to these, but I know you're reading your texts because you're leaving me on read. Please answer your phone or text me back. Just tell me you're okay, please.
Still no answer?
No.
It's only been a couple days. I'm sure he's just going through a rough patch or something.
I know, I'm worried about him, Sal.
I know. I am too.
Sal?
Yeah?
I'm sorry. Again, I shouldn't have...
Carm, it's fine. I don't know what can fake a voicemail, but...
But I should have known you would never say that. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, again... It's okay. Oh, it's Devin.
Hey, any word from Connor yet?
No, still nothing.
Damn it.
Do you want to come over?
Yeah, sure. I'll be there in a bit.
I'll start hot chocolate for you.
Thanks.
Hey, where's Zach anyway? I thought for sure he'd be here.
Yeah, I haven't actually heard from him in a few days either.
Wait, what?
I fucked up. He left. Not much more to it.
What happened?
I told him I loved him.
Oh, Sal.
It's fine.
I'm so sorry.
Karm, I said it's fine. Sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you.
I know. Are you okay?
No.
Come on, let's get you some hot chocolate too.
Can I spike
no!
it? Rude. Do you even care about me, Carmen?
I do, which is why I'm concerned about you. Mostly about your liver.
It'll live.
You want some whipped cream?
Fuck yes, I do.
Lydia Locke. Current investigation. I still haven't found any more connections. Darkness, loneliness, the mode of death, but I already knew those things. I thought I'd had a huge breakthrough, but I'm no fucking closer than I was before. I have nothing. No new leads, no idea what could be causing this, and... Hello? Okay, do you want me to come over?
You can, if you want. Sal and Evan are here. I'm really, really worried. Ollie, he's never done this.
I'll come over. Is there anything you need me to bring?
I don't think so. Oh, you're at Sal's, not mine.
Okay, I'll be there in 5.
Okay. I love you. Get here safe.
You too. And I will. Oh my god.
I swear, it wasn't my idea.
Okay, Sal. Just because I asked you for help dyeing my hair, didn't mean you had to dye yours.
Sal, I leave you alone for 5 seconds.
I thought you were never coming back, and I panicked.
Well, purple is a good color on you.
Yeah, thanks.
You didn't say anything about mine.
I thought you messed up a bleach job.
Rude!
Let me guess, it's because orange is his second favorite color, isn't it?
I plead the 5th.
Do we have leftover bleach?
This is Connor. Leave a message, I guess.
Hey Connor, it's me. We're all here when you feel better. And stop leaving us on red. Just let someone know you're alright, please. We love you, Connor.
Ollie?
Mm-hmm?
I miss him.
Yeah, I know.
Me too.
Sal, your floor is cold.
It's a kitchen floor, Carm. What do you expect?
I didn't expect it to be this cold.
That's on you.
Oh, shit.
I don't think...
Hello? You guys there?
Devin!
Mind letting me in? It's kind of freezing out here.
Coming, I'm coming.
Hi, Devin.
Hey. Oh no.
Oh, right. The hair.
I think we're rocking the breakdown dye.
I mean, sure?
I wanted to wait for you, because you have superior hair dye skills.
Sure. What color are you doing?
I'm still advocating for blue. Light blue.
So, anything else?
Asshole.
Shithead.
How about dark green?
I like it. Dark green it is.
Okay. Do we have green hair dye? And bleach?
Yeah, we got bleach, and they can use the green I use for my hair.
Okay. Let's dye your hair then, I guess.
Hello?
Alex?
Sal?
You know how you said I could call if I wanted?
Yeah, what's going on?
We can't get in contact with Connor. Karm says he's in his dorm, but he just told Sir to go away.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Where are you right now?
My place, with Carmen, Ollie, Dev, and... Yeah, Carmen, Ollie, Dev.
I'll be right there. Okay, everybody off the floor and up to the table.
But I'm comfy.
I don't want to get up.
Alex, that's homophobic. Don't make me move.
What smells so good?
I brought takeout. This one is for you. Carm, no onions and nothing spicy. Ollie, yours has the extra spice. Look at me. Look at me. Do not let Carm steal any of it.
Hey.
No. You know you'll regret it.
Hey, Alex, quick question. Does mine have more or less spice than all?
The same amount.
Mine's spicier.
There you go, Devin. Dairy free.
I mean...
No. Dairy.
Okay.
Oh, and Ollie... Don't worry, I told them about the peanut allergy
peanut
and they...
Peanut allergy?
Yeah, you...
I'm not allergic to peanuts.
Oh. Sorry, yeah, I was, I must have mixed it up with someone else. I didn't bring any for Zacharias, so if he's coming...
No, he's not coming. Don't worry.
Asshole.
Ollie...
He's an asshole!
Cheers to that. Well, let's...
Hello?
Hey. Connor, we're here.
Hey, to come in. Is there a story behind the hair? What happened?
Oh, you know, final stress.
The economy.
Devin wasn't there to be impulse control.
I leave you all alone for 5 minutes.
How are you doing, Connor?
Fine.
Connor.
I called my therapist. I'm gonna see her tomorrow.
You got a therapist?
Yeah, like, last week, I didn't want
to... Can I give you a hug? Please?
Yeah, sure. Ah, hey, okay, it's okay.
I missed you.
I miss you too. It's been like 2 days, Con, and you were just in here.
I know. I just missed you.
We were
okay,
worried.
Okay, please, can we be normal now? I get it. I love you guys too.
Wanna watch TV and fuck up your hair so you match the rest of us?
You know what? Sure. I never dyed my hair before. That should be fun.
Hell yeah.
What color are we thinking?
Zacharias?
Lexi.
What do you want?
I don't know.
What? Then why are you here?
I couldn't think of anywhere else to go. I don't have anyone else to go to. Can we just sit here for a while? We don't have to talk. Just...
Yeah. Sure.
I do miss them. I know you think I do miss them. Every day.
Yeah. I know. I do too.
This was Seven of Hearts. In this episode, Carmen was voiced by Caspian Pale Moon. Connor was voiced by Cry MJ. Sal was voiced by Felix Pazorski. Alex was voiced by Jace Pelletier. Devin was voiced by Riley Deegan. Ollie was voiced by Beth Barrett, and Zach was voiced by Daniel Friedberg. Script by Jace Pelletier and sound design by Caspian Pale Moon and Jace Pelletier. Thank you for listening.